Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
We're discussing the results of the last year, and we've just covered the career, the developments in the career, and I'm happy the way, very happy with the way things have gone. It's been just the right amount of work, and the challenges have been great, and I think overall the results have been very satisfactory. So I'm happy where that's going. In terms of where I see things going for next year, what are my goals? You can imagine some of them. One of them is the weight. Well, I set 150 pound weight by the end of this year. That would be the Monday of Thanksgiving week to weigh 150 pounds. So that's 5 pounds. Funny story. My daughter wrote me an email with an article. Describing a study that was undertaken in England, I believe it was, and basically saying that overweight people had a better survival rate when it came to, better survival rate. Live a little longer and especially were able to handle diseases better. I think you sent it to her sort of saying, and one of the things that happens when you're losing weight, some people say, don't keep on losing, you're thin enough, you know, this and that, don't do that anymore. But I think that's the weight that's gonna work well for me. Her email forced me to analyze the BMI, the body mass index, I think it's called, and of course analyze that article. I hadn't done that. I mean, I chose my weight, the levels, as I went through these years, frankly relatively arbitrary, and not with any scientific look at something like this chart. But she forced me to look at this chart and to analyze the article that study that was that she sent me, and by incredible coincidence, for my height, the 150 just hits the normal at the very top of the normal, and just is underneath, of course, the overweight. So that was a good thing to come out on that. I have a caller in, so let me, before I go on to the other three goals, let me take on the call and see. Yes, caller?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I want you to know that I've been listening to you, I believe, from the very first. And I am very proud of you. You make me proud to be a Puerto Rican. Okay, that's all I can say.
Well, I can't say anything. That can't be something. Can't be said that'd be nicer than that to me. So I appreciate that very much.
So, and this lady from California that you were talking about,
Ana Josefina, my niece.
You brought her 1 week 3 times, and I listened all 3 times.
Okay. Of course, you know, what happens in this program, maybe some of the listeners aren't aware, is I start the program on Monday, and then the same program is retransmitted. And except for this program and one last January, they're recorded. I usually go to the person's office, or they come to my or their home, or they come to my home. I don't have an office. I have a home office. And so it's they're all recorded, and it's the same program retransmitted. Of course, what happens, it probably happens to you, most people are listening to the program on the in their car, and they catch, you know, 20 minutes here, and of course you're thinking about where you have to turn and where you have to park and all that kind of thing. So it basically takes sometimes the three programs to get them all together and capture the whole thing. I'm very aware of that. It's one of the advantages and disadvantages of radio, depending how you look at it.
Okay, but the thing is that I can't emphasize so much how much you have meant to me. because of the things that come on, like that the guy that had the laundry and it burnt down, and somebody helped them to build it up again.
I'm trying to think. They had the what that burned down?
A laundry or something. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, sure. That was Paco Zamora. Yeah, Paco Zamora.
Okay.
He was incredible how, you know, the first 5,000 he was lent by Jose Enrique of Antilles, an Anglo who happened to be my main sponsor. And with that, he started Baby King Diapers. And then he went to Industrial Laundry. And then the Industrial Laundry at its peak, all of a sudden, was completely burned down. And he had to go to one of his partners and said, you know, I need. You know what's really was touching in that story is he goes to his partner. I think he said it. He told me, you know, it was his Ballester Hermanos was the partner.
And yeah.
He says, "What help do you need?" He says, "I need 50,000." The guy just took the Alfonso Ballester just took the checkbook and gave him the 50,000 to get him out of a real problem. You know, these stories are very touching, and how people. You know, as we went through, and you have these partnerships that don't work, and you have these great partnerships that work so well, and everything in between, and but I'd like to get the positive aspects of it, even though there are some trials and tribulations as you go forward to success, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this, I'm just a carpenter. I've never had more than 21 men working for me, but still in all, your ideas have come through for me throughout the years, even though I just started listening to you a year ago. But the concept of your way of life is more or less the way I have done things.
Tremendous.
So I'm very proud of you, and I want you to know that because of you, I'm very proud of myself.
Well, thank you. Let me make this. This is something that happened recently. There, a comment somebody made says, you know, we'd like to see more higher echelon people in the program. And my reaction was, you know, you like feedback and constructive. So my reaction says, listen, that's not what I really want to do. I want to have interesting people at all. And when you say I'm just a carpenter, you know, you're not just a carpenter. You're a carpenter. You're a professional. If you had 21 people, even if you didn't have any people, you did what you wanted to do. You did it well. You did it with great, I'm sure, pride, with great pride in what you were doing. And as far as I'm concerned, you, without any doubt, you're as important to this community as you're important to Puerto Rico and the economic development as the head of a bank, you know, and probably more so, you know, in many cases. So as you might have known, remember, recall, I've had my barber, and I've had a nun, you know, and I think one of the things I want to keep on getting across is that it's people of in all professions at all levels are really necessary. And so you're not just a carpenter; you are a carpenter, and that's I congratulate you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for
okay. Take care. Pleasure. Thank you for calling. We have another caller on line two.
Yes, I was interested in your comment about losing weight. I think that's about 90% of people's resolutions in the New Year.
Yeah, I think so.
And I've done it many, many times, too, in the past. But this year, I finally got fed up
with
myself, and I put myself on a 1,600-calorie diet back in May, and I've lost 35 pounds since then. And within 3 or 4 feet of, you know, pounds of arriving at what the BMI is supposed to be, or whatever.
Yeah, you're doing it quite more scientifically than I did.
That was my question to you. How are you going about it?
Okay. Well, my system, and I think I'll put it on the webpage. My system broken down basically, first thing, one of the commentaries was on that, is you have to have, and I think you did that, you have to have a specific goal and a date. So we know why it's 150 pounds for the Monday before Thanksgiving. I weigh myself before I do exercise and have breakfast, and I weigh myself once a week. the way I do it, I think a lot of the problems is people say, I'd like to be, you know, this and that. No, you have to have a specific date and a specific, then you have to have a strategy. Your strategy, and each person has to sort of choose their own. I mean, in your case, you're doing a little bit more scientifically with calories, et cetera. And some people, you know, need trainers and people need it and they go to nutritionists, et cetera. But my strategy was simply eating less, more, you know, eating healthier and doing more exercise. And the most important portion, which is different from what the way you're going about it, is very gradual. I have read many things, you know, 1 pound, yes. 1 pound a week, so that your body becomes accustomed to your weight and you're not going to fly up again if you do it gradually. And it's less, I mean, frankly, except for those last 5 pounds where I almost died, and I know these next 5 pounds I'm gonna die. Although I got something I'll just mention briefly, shortly, but it basically was very, very easy to do. I rarely was hungry. In fact, I ate more per day, you know, more often, and was always comfortable. So my thing was to eat 6 times a day, to eat more nutritionally, to do more exercise, and to do it gradually. And then there were some other little tricks, you know. I mean, everybody knows what they're not supposed to eat. You don't have to teach anybody. You know, everybody knows what's bad for you. You know, but a couple of little tricks, for example, I love rice and beans. Well, I call it beans and rice, you know, so just pile on the beans and lower the rice.
You can't eat rice on a diet.
One of the things in my...
It's too high in the glycemic index. Yeah. If you look at the calories per ounce of rice versus potatoes and other things, rice can't be on that diet.
Well, but you see, I don't give up. I don't give up anything during my diet. Yeah. I mean, for example, that example is that I don't give up rice, but I have very little of it, and then I make it more beans. And I happen to like beans, you know, even more than the rice. So, but those little tricks, you know, little things like that. So things are. But you know, in terms of this year and in terms of my goals, which I was going into, an exciting one that I just developed this weekend is to run a half marathon during the course of my 70th birthday. I am going on, I'm 68, I'll be going on 69 in April, 29. So by April of 2015, I'll be 70 in 2014, right? So by April of 2015, during that year, I want to run a half Ironman.
You do remember your Greek history. The first guy that ran the marathon from the Battle of Marathon, the messenger bringing the news to Athens that they had beaten the Persians,
got killed.
He died as soon as he gave the news.
Jeez, I'm
not sure. I can't quite remember the name.
Yeah.
Take it easy, okay?
Well, I've got what I've done, you know, of course, it's even worse than, the half marathon, which is, for running, it's 13 miles, more or less, and bicycling is 55 miles, and then I think swimming's about a mile and a quarter, something like that. It combines those three. And basically, this weekend, after thinking about it, and I thought it sounded nice, you know, 70 miles, 70
wow.
years of age, 1 mile per year of life. I said, no, it sounds like a nice. That's why I finally sent the email after giving it a lot of thought to my sister, who you may have listened to in my program, Chrissy. Chrissy is an Ironman. Ironman, of course, is twice that. I mean, that's 112 miles bicycling, 26 miles running, and 2.5 miles swimming all in one day.
Incredible!
Yeah, it's
she's
done it. She's done Hawaii, which is the ultra plus ultram of Ironman. Done it 3 times, and she this year came in 7th in her age category in the world.
Wow!
And to qualify for Kona, Hawaii, which is where it was all developed, the Ironman was developed, you have to win each year. You have to win a Ironman in very select places around the world. So just getting there you're already a champion and a real leader in that particular thing. So anyway, she's going to be, I wrote to her and I said, you know, you think this is doable? You think, you know, would you be my coach and my mentor? And also we're now, she said yes. And so we're, so anyway, that's one of my goals. And I hopefully it'll help me get to the 150 pound.
How much have you lost?
Well, I started about 198. It was 197 something. It'll be 5.5 years ago. And it was a Thanksgiving.
That's right. Still 40 pounds. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, but if I get the one.
That's a big percentage.
Yeah. That'll be 48 pounds when I get to 150. And
if you want to do the math, the reason it's hard to lose those last 5 pounds is whatever you weigh right now to maintain that weight, let's say 150. You need to eat 12 calories per pound.
Okay.
So do the math. And so if you type in the 160, you know, by 12, you'll see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is as you go down scale, you know, it takes less and less calories to maintain your weight.
Right. No, it's going to be, I mean, the critical thing in weight loss and you know that as you're going into it is later is maintaining it. One of the good things about doing it very gradually, you know, I'm now one between 155 and 160, and it's not that difficult if you eat nutritionally and you do exercise.
Well, that's the key right there. You know, I've noticed, because you can't eat junk food. You can't go out to McDonald's and Burger King and you can't.
You're right.
It's just not possible. And so you're forced to eat more nutritionally if you're serious about losing the weight. And what happens is you like it. You get used to it. You have more energy.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of going in and eating, you know, some French fries is practically revolting. You know, I tried to eat a hamburger the other day. I took one or two bites, and I couldn't eat it. I said, "This is so much fat; it's sickening."
Yeah,
amazing.
We're a creature of habit, and I'm completely amazed. And the most important thing is to develop habits that are healthy instead of habits that are unhealthy, and habits that are good for the community and quality of life instead of habits that are not. And I think if we get in the good habits, we've got the. It's not that difficult if you get into doing good habits. That's
if you notice the old movies from the 40s, 50s, and even early 60s, all the people in the movies, not just some of them, all of them were normal, thin people. You just didn't see people that are walking on the street that were chubby.
Right.
And it dawned on me what changed. In the early 60s, all the fast food joints came in.
Right.
All McDonald's came in.
And TV and color TV came in.
Wow. You sit down and you become a couch potato.
Yeah. So anyway, so I have the 150, I have the 70, the half Ironman, you know, 70 miles
what's
on my 70th birthday.
The
and then I've got to get that 14 handicap in golf. And anybody out there that's a golfer, I mean, this is physical, but this is mental. And the combination is tough, but that's what makes life interesting. These goals that are gonna be hard to meet. So that's the third one, and other than of course, in all the organizations I'm in, they each have their strategy, and you have to within that strategy, what is your goals, personal ones to help the organization. So each one of those have their own thing, and but those I don't consider really that. You know, the my personal, intellectual, financial, physical one. So,
Well, I wish you the best on that.
Well, thank you.
I'm not a golfer, so I have no idea what a 14 handicap is. But
okay.
It was nice chatting. I'll get off here and let someone else get off.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Pleasure. On line two, caller? Oh, I guess we lost him. Waited too long. I was too my long-winded were my answers on it. So we're coming to a close. I think we have a couple of minutes, and basically to close it up, we have these goals that we've been discussing. I just part of them were established this this weekend, and this weekend was extraordinary. It's just kind of, you know, the kind of weekend where you look back and you say, man, it just combines such a variety of things, and except for my golf where I lost again and had to pay to my brother the drinks. But everything else, you know, was fantastic. I finished the UPR law school class, the seminar. The group was great. It was the first time that in 6 years that the group put together in the negotiation exercise, they came up with, they settled the matter, and they came up with a creative way to settle it that retained the relationship. It was the first time in 6 years, all their five, I had to step in and work it out because they got their lawyers in training, and they got into the legalistic and the details, the legal arguments and the economic arguments and this and that, and things got heated, just so much more reach. So it was a great group, and it was kind of special in terms of their being able to achieve good results in the exercise. The other thing that happened, I love 60 Minutes. It's my favorite program. And we had Sonia Sotomayor as the one of the segments. She was an incredible interview. I kind of felt, I think the same, she said, what's her weakness, et cetera. She says she's too obstinate, too persevering. But she says that that's what kind of achievement. I can relate to that. I think that's my biggest, you know, some people might virtue, but I think sometimes it's a liability. It was a great program with her, and so important that people in Puerto Rico are giving the accolades. So the West Side Story thing starts turning around. So we can get Pablo Casals, we can get Ana Josefina Matos Santos, we can get Sonia Sotomayor, and start creating a different look as to, you know, what we as Puerto Ricans can achieve. So that was great and very uplifting. And of course, the Atlanta-Seattle game was which I just got at the end of the golf. We were able to watch that, a fantastic thing. The concert, the fantastic concert, a combination of things during the weekend that is you know, you just have to thank God for allowing you to enjoy all these things and giving you health. So with that, I leave you. I hope you don't have much stress this week, and look forward to having you as my listener next week. Take care.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.